latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. And the Citizens were beaten in the Champions League on Wednesday, going down 2-1 on home soil against French outfit Lyon. Lyon raced into a two-goal lead during the first half thanks to goals from Maxwell Cornet and Nabil Fekir. And despite City reducing the arrears after the break through Bernardo Silva, they have started their campaign in Europe with a surprise defeat. Pep Guardiola watched the match from the stands due to a touchline ban that was carried over from last season, with Mikel Arteta instead in the dugout. Arteta insisted after the match, however, that Guardiola's absence was not an excuse for City's defeat. Elsewhere, and City's players have also vowed to bounce back from the disappointing result. Both Bernardo Silva and John Stones are expecting the Citizens to respond in a positive manner. City are next in action when they visit Cardiff in the Premier League on Saturday, while the next Champions League game comes on October the 2nd when they face an away clash with Hoffenheim. Elsewhere, and City officials will open contract talks with Raheem Sterling before the end of the month, according to senior sources. The England winger has 18 months left on his present contract, and reports this week stated talks are at an impasse, with the player supposedly demanding pay parity with top earner Kevin De Bruyne. City insiders, however, have revealed the club are yet to even sit down with the player, and it was decided it could wait until after the World Cup and new Premier League season was back in full swing. That's all for now. We'll have more later.